Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling, and a lot going on as the recruiting dead period has come to an end, and in Louisville and schools across the country have jumped in as fast as they can to make sure they get kids on campus for visits. Louisville certainly doing that. We're going to have a great guest coming up here later in the show. The first basketball recruit to step on campus since the dead period ended, George Washington III, ranked number 75 in the 2023 class. A fantastic combo guard out at Louisville Christian Academy. He's going to join us here in the Cards Cast in a few moments. But Jody, yeah, it's a busy time. We see it with men's and women's basketball. We're seeing it with football. There's a lot of kids getting ready to step on campus.
Yeah, and I think George Washington might have been the first recruit on campus. There might have been a volleyball kid, but every sport's trying to do it, and it's crazy. My board in my office is already overflowing. I've got little post-it notes all around it with little notes. I keep forgetting things kids that I want to check in with and kids that I want to talk to. Football joins the fray tomorrow. They'll get three of the better in-state kids on campus tomorrow, and then the huge visit on Friday. We'll talk more about it in a minute. And then camps this weekend. Basketball's got them smattered throughout. They'll have a camp at the end of the month. Women's basketball is kind of taking it slow a little bit because they don't have a whole lot of spots on the roster. So they'll kind of do some official visits later in the month. It's crazy how every sport is just I just did a radio interview with Dale Cowper, who's track and field and cross country coach, and he's like, Jody, he goes, we're all over the place. He goes, it's nuts. And you know, they've got kids coming in while they've got kids going and competing in the NCAA national championships. So it's trying to make up for lost time. And I, for one, am very excited and happy about it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's nice to finally, you know, after 15 months, to start having, you know, reports of, hey, so-and-so is coming to campus. Hey, so-and-so was on campus and this is what they thought. You know, it's nice to have that part of the rotation of the content now, you know, back at Cardinal Authority. It seems like, you know, it's been forever. I mean, it's been, you know, scholarship offers and Zoom calls and, you know, and that kind of thing for over a year now. And it just seems crazy how long it's been, but, you know, it's so nice, a breath of fresh air. Excuse the pun a little bit, I guess, you know, that these recruits are now able to start doing things in person again, you know, and coaches soon are going to be able to go out and watch kids again. You know, so whole new day back to, you know, somewhat of a normalcy when it comes to recruiting. So I'm excited for it. And like you said, you know, there's a lot going on, and, you know, like you, I've got this notepad sitting here next to my laptop, and, you know, and I have to keep turning the page to write another name down, write another note down, you know, another phone number down, you know, and that's certainly good things to have.
I think the only sport that can't be out right now is baseball. I don't mean to laugh, but I don't think they can be out until next Wednesday. And normally that wouldn't be a big deal, but I know Dan McDonald and Roger Williams and Eric Schneider are looking for something to do this week because obviously they are all upset that they didn't make the tournament. But I think they're the only sport that can't be out right now, you know, recruiting. So we're gonna roll into basketball in a second because we do have a special guest and that will take up the last portion of our podcast. But Michael, let's football wise, we're up to 20 official visits. I think we're gonna get to 22 by the end of tomorrow or Wednesday or what is the day? Tomorrow or Friday? I think we'll get to 22 by the end of the week. But we know of 20 official visits. And the first one is going to be this week, and it's kind of a out of the blue kind of things. And it's a it's one where Jack Bicknell Jr. has used some connections and up east and some different things that I like this kid. Max Cabana is his name. He is a kid who has 10 offers right now is what he has on the board. He is a Canadian kid. He's from East Hampton, Massachusetts, or plays at the Williston Northampton School in East Hampton, Massachusetts. From what I've seen on film, I like him. He's very physical. He plays on a good team. They didn't play last year, so he doesn't have any Power 5. Brian Doan, who's our guy up east, told me today that this kid, he would have ranked him, but he wanted to see him live and in person before he does rank him. And the kid will get ranked, and it will be a legit ranking. And Brian thinks that Louisville's in a really good spot. Some other schools, Penn State and other schools like that have been in the mix, but he's one that's kind of come out of the blue. Jalen White is one of the top guys for the card position. He'll visit June the 11th. And then the other one is Maurice Clipper, who I love that name, Mr. Yeah. Clipper. Who's from Alpharetta, Georgia, down in just north of Atlanta, and he'll visit the second visit weekend. So we got all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you look at the second or the June 11th weekend. That's a big weekend. The football staff plans to have a lot of these official visits in, including the two commitments are going to be in that group, Popeye Williams and Khalib Johnson. And that's also an impressive group. We've got plenty of stories up right now at Cardinal Authority. I mean, it's almost happening so fast, Jody, that you really got to be paying attention. So, we're continuing to update the article where it lists them all together, and we'll do that again here soon at Cardinal Authority, so you can kind of see it all in one picture. But you really have to tip your hat to the staff and the guys that they're bringing in their upcoming official visits. I mean, it's a nice group of kids that they've been building relationships with quite a long time, and they're in good position. I mean, a lot of times when you're bringing kids in, there's some Hail Mary kids, stuff like that. But with the groups that they're bringing in, these are kids that, they've got some really nice bonds with. So I'm going to be curious once they do make these visits on campus to see how much of those relationships were strengthened, what the kids thought of the facilities, the community, and et cetera. Because it's going to obviously, it's going to have a smaller class this year. Those spots could fill up kind of quick if things go well.
Well, and it's kind of interesting to note on the official visits, when you look at how they've worked themselves out, Caleb Johnson's going to be the one quarterback in the group. They will take a couple of wide receivers. I don't think they're going to end up taking a tight end. They might. They'll take a running back. And they've got, two of their better guys that they like coming in, and Joseph Hyman and Justin Williams. They're still trying to work something out with Dylan Sampson. But the interesting one to me is the offensive line. And they have, 8 guys coming in. They have 8 guys coming in on official visits. When you add the two guys that we just talked about, Max Cabana and Maurice Clipper, to the mix with Isaiah Reed, Patrick Kutis, Carter Edwards, Leighton Nelson, Brian Parker, and David Siegel. So they're basically 8 of their top 10 on campus. They need to go 2 for 8, Michael. 2 for 8's not you can go 2 for 8, I think. So they could get this wrapped up fairly quick. After visits are done, I could see them, getting a couple of offensive line commitments and being through that, maybe getting a running back commitment. And so I could see them going through this short number of scholarships in a hurry.
Yeah. Same thing with the receiver and running back position as well. And then obviously they've got, their quarterback, as you mentioned, you've got a defensive lineman already in Popeye Williams, that could probably fill up pretty quickly as well. When you look at who's already scheduled for official visits, and then consider who's also coming in for unofficial or coming in for a camp performance as well. So with a small class, it could cap out pretty fast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll continue to keep you posted on all of that. We'll have coverage of camps later in the week. The Saturday camp is going to be a lot of guys and some really good players. I think the Sunday camp the same way. I would think the Saturday camp this week will probably have more of the dudes in it, more of the guys that are in it. But on Thursday, you'll have Selah Brown from Mayo, Micah Carter, the 2023 kid from St. Xavier, and Jadarian Smith, the kid from Ballard, who's in 2022 class. You'll have all of those kids on campus, you know, on Thursday for unofficials. So they're getting some things going. And then on Friday, the one that I'm really excited about, because I do think this kid, I think this kid's really good after watching his tape. And I can't wait to see at some point this kid in person. And that is Carson Black. He's a 2023 quarterback from Fort Mill, South Carolina in Louisville. I'm not sure what Pete Thomas, the connection was or is, but Louisville offered him back in early March. And they're one of four offers, Old Dominion, South Carolina, and Virginia Tech. This kid's legit. This kid's really, really good. And I'm excited to see where they go with this recruiting. He'll be on campus on Friday. And then, Michael, we mentioned women's basketball. I expect a couple of official visit notices coming up in the next few weeks. I think the Jaylen Brown kid, who is from Angel McCautry's high school, she is a little under the radar at this point, but will move up. She's had a really big spring with the Boo Williams summer league team. I think she will visit at some point coming up in the middle of June, but I'm trying to track that down, and we'll keep you posted on that. And then with basketball, we'll talk to George in a minute. You'll hear all about his visit. But Reed Shepherd on Thursday, Caleb Foster and Caleb Glenn on Saturday, and then just a bunch of guys over the course of the next few weeks. It's exciting, Michael.
It is, you know, and we had a smaller report on George Washington's visit on the site yesterday. You can still check it out right now, cardinalauthority.com. You know, spoke very highly of it. And these visits, you know, even the unofficials, they're going to be there for a few hours. I mean, George Washington was there for 4 or 5 hours, and they went through pretty much everything. You know, they sat down, talked basketball. They talked, you know, they walked through the facilities, you know, academics. They went through it all. So this isn't just a quick meet and greet and, hey, we like you type of thing. That, you know, this is, hey, a new opportunity has opened up. Let's get these kids on campus and show them how much we love them. And you know, it's exciting to have it going again, Jody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's exciting to get going. We got all kinds of things going. Sorry, I had a text right during that time. So I was trying to get rid of the text while you were talking. And it's all good. We'll keep you posted on everything, Michael. And George Washington's a good one. There's a lot of good in-state kids, and I'm excited to see them.
Before we do get to George Washington, though, I want to suggest, if you haven't done so already, go to our homepage at cardinalauthority.com and go ahead and click around, check things out. But make sure you sign up for our newsletter. It comes out daily. Make sure you don't. That way, you're not going to miss any of the content that we produce daily, both ourselves as well as the national desk, which does some great stuff, from players in the pros across the ACC and things like that. And also make sure you go to Facebook and search Cardinal Authority and give us a follow and like there. Some great content from us on Facebook as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excited to bring in our guest to the Cards Cast, George Washington III. He's a top 75 prospect in the class of 2023 at Christian Academy here in Louisville. And kind of a unique thing for George today, the 15-month long dead period for recruiting has been lifted. June 1st was that day where coaches could start welcoming kids to campus. And what did Louisville head coach Chris Mack do first? Invited George Washington III onto campus. Appreciate you joining us here on the CardsCast, Georgia. At first, how did the visit go?
I mean, it was great. So first thing we did is we showed up to the practice facility. So it was me, my dad, my mom, my two younger brothers, and my coach, Coach Aaron Hill at Cal.
Yep.
So we all got there. We met with Coach, went to Coach Mack's office, sat down with him, talked for a bit, and then we kind of just from there, at first, sat, chilled. We talked basketball, had a few fun basketball stories to tell. And then after that, we started with our tour, like, of just around the area or the practice facility.
Gotcha. Any fun basketball stories you can share, or is that for private?
Oh, no. It was just funny things talking about Russ Smith and some of the things he has to say about his game and what he thinks about the way he plays, and just little anecdotes from other former players. And
that's cool.
Things like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I saw the picture, you know, the whole family was there, you know, and which had to be a really cool experience. You know, not everybody always gets to bring their family on all those type of visits. So, I mean, you've kind of seen this process in a way. Your older sister was one of the top players in the country when she was coming out of high school. So you kind of got to see a little bit of this. What's it like now that, you know, you're not watching it from as a little brother anymore? Now the spotlight is on you. And still, you got a long way to go. You're in the 2023 class, but how does that feel so far?
Oh, it's truly an honor and a blessing from God. Just getting to see, like, it was a blessing getting to see my sister have all the success she had and watch her growth. And now, like, almost knowing that, like, I'm at least somewhat on that path, hopefully I get to where she was in her, that whole process. But knowing that I'm at least somewhere on that path is honestly surreal.
Yeah. It's got to be a pretty cool moment, and it's going to be hectic for you for the next year or so, but certainly hopefully an enjoyable ride for you. Let's go back to your visit today at Louisville. When you sit down and you're talking basketball with Coach Mack and his staff, obviously, you know, they want to talk about how they see that you might fit with the program and things like that. What was that conversation like? What did they say that they liked about your game and things like that?
I mean, they one of their huge points and the thing that they made sure to let me know that they liked about my game was they said they really loved my ability to shoot and spread the floor, and that I am pretty much just as comfortable and efficient on the ball as I am off the ball, which really lets me be able to move around on the court. I'd say I'm a point guard, but I mean, if you move me off the ball, I feel like I can do just as much damage either way. So that was one of the things that they said they loved about my game.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what did it mean to you knowing that, you know, you were the first person they've had on campus in 15 months? What did that mean to you?
It was special. It made me feel real special. Knowing that someone, looks at you that highly, or in that, especially someone that has as important as a D1 basketball program, is a special feeling.
Awesome. And you've got some other visits coming up as well. I know, and talking to your dad, yes, Auburn's on there, Ohio State's on there, some others are wanting to get on there as well. Does it seem surreal? Does it get a little hectic, or what are your thoughts on all that?
It's not hectic yet. It's still surreal. Like, sometimes I think today, before we left, I was kind of like, wow, like, you're about to go on your first visit. Like,
yeah,
this is crazy. And it's like, and then, like, you know that it's the first of many, like, both to Louisville and to other schools. So, like, you realize that it's bigger than just some AAU tournaments here and there. And, like, then you go there and you see, and you, like, you walk through and you see all the pros, and you see everyone who's like gone through and been drafted and gone overseas. And like, it's crazy because I think there was a point like I was walking through, I was like, well, if I keep working, I'm close to my dream.
Nice. I mean, how does that feel? I mean, it's, you know, growing up, especially your dad's a coach, again, your older sister, the success she's had, you know, it is a dream. I mean, it's a dream that a lot of little kids have and most don't get to achieve it. I mean, how does that feel to see that and be so close to that type of a reality?
I mean, it's, like I said, it's surreal. And honestly, the only way to describe it is a honor and blessing from God. Like, there's just no other way to describe it.
Yeah. Again, we're joined by George Washington III. He's ranked number 75 by 247 Sports in the 2023 class. He was the first guy to make an unofficial visit with Louisville once the dead recruiting period ended on June 1st. Now, you're getting ready to hop on a plane and head back down to Texas. You're a native of Austin, right?
And where you're sir.
From? And
yes, sir.
You're going to hook up back up with the John Lucas Elite, the AAU program that you've been playing with. What's that like playing with the John Lucas Elite?
It's a great situation. It's a great organization. Being one of the reasons we pick Coach Lucas is because development is a major part of something. It's a major thing that me and my dad really like value. So, and what he's able to do is he's able to get us in there with college guys and pros and our workouts, and just being in that environment where you're working out side by side with guys that you watch on TV and that you know have made it where you want to go, and learning from them and being able to pick up like their pace of speed and how efficient they are is something that is irreplaceable.
It's all about improving, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So what are the summer AAU plans? Do you know where you guys are going to be going?
So as far as I know right now, I took a brief look at the schedule earlier. All through June, we're just training, team practices, team workouts, individual workouts. We have, individual camp. We have, elite camps for some colleges, and we have a few team camps in there. In July, we have a GASO in the beginning of July, right after that, we leave for the Peach Jam.
Nice. You know, that's always a high-quality event, and hopefully, you know, I'm hoping to have plans to be down there for the Peach Jam this year and be able to see so many of the guys play. When you're off the court, if you're ever off the court, What are some of the things that you like to get into other than basketball?
For me, so during the season, for me, there's really only two things. It's just basketball and then homework.
Yep.
I'm trying to, like, one of my goals for high school is I want to end with a 4.5.
Nice.
I have a 4.1 right now, so I'm trying to get a few AP classes to boost that up. And besides that, I love my personality, my hobbies are kind of all over the place. I love fishing.
Okay.
That's something I really love to do. Going for hikes.
Nice.
And then also, things like, social justice and, economics also are something that I like to kind of keep my eye on. So I'm kind of all over the place when it comes off the court.
Yeah, but all over the place in a good way. And you mentioned, I mean, your GPA, I mean, a 4.1 right now, I mean, it's difficult. You know, obviously most kids don't accomplish that, and you're shooting for a 4.5, trying to get some AP classes to do so. Obviously that's clearly important to you. What do you think that tells college coaches when they see that you're so determined in the classroom as well?
Sir, I mean, I think it shows that to me, I know, so basketball is my love and basketball is my passion. But I mean, to me, I think if I leave the game and all I have is basketball, then I feel like I don't feel like I really did my job. I think when I leave the game, I want people to know my love for God and Christ. And I want to be able to be someone that people are like, he was able to teach me this, or he was able to affect me in this way and help change my life in this way. And not just he could hoop and he could play basketball.
Be a little bit more than just a basketball player.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty awesome. You should be commended for that. And obviously parents are doing a great job. So keep it up. And I applaud your efforts there. Before I do let you go, when we spoke earlier, we were talking about, again, your visit with Louisville. And one of the things that I guess Coach Chris Mack told you was to expect a phone call around June 15th, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you expecting that phone call to be like?
They said Coach Mack was clear. He said they don't offer sophomores or freshmen and until June 15th when they're allowed contact. So he just said just be ready for that date and to keep my phone on me all day and be ready for that phone call.
That's cool. Should be a big day for you then.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. And of course, I'll touch base with you again once that day comes to see how it goes. But George, hey, I appreciate you taking some time with us, and congrats on everything that you're accomplishing so far. And best of luck when you get down to Texas with John Lucas Elite.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, appreciate it. And again, that's George Washington III joining us here on the Cards Cast. Again, want to thank George Washington III, the guard from Louisville Christian Academy, for joining us here on the Cards Cast. Great interview. Great information from him, and best of luck to him as he progresses throughout the summer with John Lucas Elite, and then eventually as he returns to Cal as they progress on their season. So again, appreciate his time, and have really enjoyed what has become a habit here at Cardinal Authority. Every Wednesday, we're going to bring you a new Cards Cast, and they're going to feature whether it's a current player on a roster, a recruit, a coach, national media, somebody else. We enjoy bringing these to you. We've had some great feedback for these card casts, and we appreciate the feedback that we have received, and we try to take that information and the responses that we get from the listeners and tweak it and update the cards cast to make it what the listener wants. So we appreciate that. Again, want to remind you, make sure you sign up for the Cardinal Authority newsletter if you haven't. Also, the text alerts. The newsletter comes out daily. It's kind of keeps you up to date with all the content that the Cardinal Authority and the National Desk are sending out. The text alerts only come when there's something that's kind of big time breaking news. It could be typically a commitment of the sort and things along those lines. So you can find both of those on the homepage at cardinalauthority.com. And make sure you check us out on Facebook if you're there as well. We're not going to bother you too much, but you'll see some great content come across on your news feed. So go there and give us a like and a follow on Facebook as well. Again, appreciate George Washington III for joining us here on the Cards Cast. Until next week, this is Cardinal Authority Cards Cast on cardinalauthority.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.